What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. And it is Wednesday, August 9th, 2017, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauhana Friday, and another weekend of utter insanity and unpredictability. Boy, the war against the independent media is really rocking and rolling right now. Apparently, over at We Are Change, Luke Radowski is now saying YouTube has demonetized over 600 of their videos. Just pulled the plug on advertising. So all of these traditional corporate conveyors of social media, Facebook, Google, YouTube, they've all been compromised. They're all part of that deep state propaganda machine right now, which is why so many people are flocking to the alternative offerings that are coming on up here right now. All right, getting on into it, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And a quick reminder, tomorrow, Thursday, in our third hour, Leon Hsu, the foreign minister for the Kingdom of Hawaii, will be our on-air guest. It's been a while since we've had him here, talking about how they're keeping a very close watch on CalExit, Brexit, Italexit, Catalonia, and all these other places in terms of how it will impact the restoration of the sovereignty of the Hawaiian Kingdom. And we're not talking about secession here, because as it turns out, the means by which the U.S. government acquired Hawaii were illegal. And even better, the U.S. government has admitted it. All right. Then on Friday, of course, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three, and we'll be off and running about all that stuff. Obviously, Korea, specifically North Korea, is uppermost in everybody's mind. Certainly around here it is. Tomorrow, Hawaii will become the first and only nation in the United States to be actively operating a nuclear attack warning system to go along with our tsunami warning system. Actually, it's the same hardware. They're just going to be making different sounds and obviously different messages for the emergency broadcasts that come over radio and TV. And here on our cable provider, the government pushes a button and there's a banner that appears at the top and says, this is what you got to watch out for. So we'll have the warning, even though there really isn't much that we can do about it here in Hawaii. We don't really have fallout shelters. It is very difficult to tunnel into the ground here because it's all congealed lava and it has the consistency of poured concrete. And that's why that little hideout that the government dug into the Ko'olau Mountains ran over $1 billion to get that done. Now, there are some existing underground places. Believe it or not, there are some underground hangars left over from World War II, and they're still out there. Again, because the island is congealed lava, and it lasts a very, very long time. And these were hangars where they would bring out the components for fighter aircraft by ship from the U.S. mainland. And then they would assemble them inside these hangars where they couldn't be bombed, although Hawaii was never actually technically bombed after Pearl Harbor. Then they would fly them on out to the carriers and whatever, and those spaces are still available. Now, most people are not too worried about North Korea and Hawaii. There is a question about whether North Korea really has the accuracy and the range and really does have a miniaturized nuclear warhead. And at this point, even our local on-air commercial radio commentators were saying, you know, at this point, we can't believe anything that any politician says. So, I mean, even the corporate media, the local corporate media out here is out there saying it's impossible to know what's really going on there. Now, as you know, North Korea's media, we are told, yesterday indicated the potential for an attack on Guam, specifically Anderson Air Force Base, where all these B-1 and B-2 flights along the border between the Koreas, the DMZ, have originated. So it's a symbolic target. And again, I'm not sure how valid that is. I don't have access to Korean media. I don't speak Korean. I'm sure I could find a quick translator here. But the reality is that this could just be more complete fabrication. Remember when they were telling us Ahmadinejad was out there saying he wanted to wipe Israel off the map? Turned out, complete fabrication. So, again, we can't take anything at face value. Plus, why would North Korea, if they were contemplating an attack, why would they telegraph the target, allowing the U.S. to get defensive forces into that area? Or more likely, is North Korea saying we're going to attack Guam and then instead they hit a U.S. base in Japan? Or worse, Oahu? We don't really know what's going on. Everything we think we know about the situation in North Korea is being told to us by the same people who assured us Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons. Now, a lot of people are reacting to the fact that Donald Trump now seems to want to match Kim Jong-un in fiery rhetoric. And he's out there saying that we're going to unleash fire and fury if North Korea threatens us again. And he's sounding more and more like Kim Jong-un. He's also sounding a little bit like Harry Truman in the speech that he gave announcing the Hiroshima bombing. And he was basically saying, if Japan did not surrender immediately, we would bring down this firestorm of destruction such as the world has never seen, blah, 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 blah. So we're getting into that sort of mindset where nuclear weapons are there to actually be used. That's a bad idea, by the way. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Certainly, the corporate media is out there pushing as hard as they can to promote a real shooting war with North Korea. It's looking like Iraq 2.0, the golden cut. And everybody's weighing on in. Lindsey Graham is out there saying Trump will attack unless the world can stop North Korea. See, now North Korea is the rest of the world's problem. You've got to deal with it. Now, keep that in mind. There's an interesting development coming on down the road. And they're even trying to drag God into it, because apparently Donald Trump's evangelical advisor, the pastor Robert Jeffries of the First Baptist Church of Dallas, has come on out and said that God has okayed Trump to take out Kim Jong-un. We have to stop the evil. So they're laying it on thick. They're laying this on with a trowel, with the bovine excrement howitzer. They've got that warmed up and aimed right at us here. Now, it's kind of interesting to hear this two sets of comments. Oh my goodness, North Korea is going to attack Guam. It's going to be horrible. They're going to rain death and destruction down there. And then all of a sudden, you've got the governor of Guam telling the residents of the island, calm down, it's not going to happen. We know for a fact that Guam is safe. Well, the only way that the governor of Guam can know for a fact that Guam is safe is if the original report of a threat from North Korea is a Saddam has nukes, honest, we wouldn't lie, total fabrication. And the same thing is going on here in Hawaii, where the corporate media is out there about the threat from North Korea. Yes, they could reach us, blah, 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 blah. We're having that nuclear attack warning system starts testing tomorrow. And at the same time, you know, no, it's not going to happen. Let's not scare the tourists away. And, it's really just a big deal of nothing. So the propaganda is very much inconsistent, which tells you it is just more propaganda. Anytime I've met anybody that actually believes North Korea has a miniaturized nuclear weapon aimed at Hawaii, which as of right now is a total number of zero, my response again is this is just the 2017 version of Saddam has nuclear weapons, and they get that connection instantly. Needless to say, even though we know the government and the corporate media are not paying attention, protests are being scheduled for the end of this week and over the weekend against this latest in U.S. aggressions. The Stop the War in Great Britain is going to have a demonstration right in front of the U.S. Embassy in London at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday over at 24 Grosvenor Square, London. So that information is there. It's a Facebook event as well. And if you don't see an anti-war protest near where you live, make one. Just make a sign, get out there on the street. We have to send a message to the rest of America and to the world that we, the people of the United States of America, aren't buying this latest bovine excrement excuse to go on in and steal the wealth of somebody else's country. Now, as you know, the propaganda about North Korea's nukes went through a radical change in the last few days. Before that, it had been, well, he's tested a few devices underground. He's a long way away from having a deployable warhead. He's even further away from one light enough to go on a rocket. He doesn't have any actual bombs yet. And then all of a sudden, in 24 hours, oh, yes, he's got miniaturization. He's got 60 warheads ready to go. And now they're trying to go back and justify it. And according to Korea Times, apparently a U.S. expert, whose name I'm not able to find right now, is basically saying that the reason that the estimates were off has to do with North Korea's light water reactors. Now, up until now, it has been assumed that North Korea is using a 5-megawatt reactor at Yongbyon to make plutonium for nuclear weapons. And that reactor will produce enough plutonium for one bomb per year. But they're saying since a few years ago, North Korea has been building a larger scale light water nuclear reactor that could produce plutonium for 5 or 6 weapons a year. And it's always possible that North Korea has bought a couple of bombs under the table from Israel, because we know Israel has at one point at least been in the business of selling clandestine nuclear bombs to other countries. They tried to sell one to the former government of South Africa. So where did North Korea get all this technology? Wow, gee, we're told they're such a backward country. How did they get all of this? Well, as it turns out, most of it was supplied by the United States. And this goes all the way back to the Clinton administration. In fact, Bill Clinton promised North Korea that if international financing for new nuclear power stations fell through, that the United States would probably come on in and back them up. And remember, it was during Clinton's administration that a lot of technology was being allowed to flow to the Orient in that run-up to Bill Clinton's second election. So that's where they got a lot of this stuff. And you can see a repeating pattern here. We've done this before. Oh, my goodness, we've got to invade Iraq. Saddam Hussein has chemical weapons. Where did he get them? He got them from the United States to use on Iran. And then the U.S. turns around and uses his possession of these chemical weapons from the United States to justify a war. And by the way, there was no justification. Saddam Hussein had destroyed all those weapons. He had complied with the United Nations resolution and destroyed all the chemical weapons. Same thing with Iran. Where did Iran get all their nuclear technology? Well, back when the Shah was still running the place, Iran was being touted as the poster child of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. They're building power plants. They're peaceful uses of nuclear power. The Shah sees the future. And today, of course, it's, boy, if the Iranians touch anything nuclear, we're going to come in and we're going to get them. Same pattern over and over again. Another article on that same topic from the Free Thought Project. The nuclear weapons North Korea is supposedly threatening to use on the United States came from the United States. Primarily made possible by the Clinton and Bush administrations. And this idea that we have to stop North Korean aggression, they've been playing that card since 1993. Every president, going back to Clinton, oh, if North Korea crosses the red line, we will attack. And then it was Bush, and if North Korea crosses that red line, we will have to attack. And then it was Obama. Now it's Trump. So North Korea can be forgiven for not really taking the U.S. threats seriously, since they've been living with those threats for all these years. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Veronica in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for taking the call. I wanted to say thank you, and I'm not being sarcastic here. I am thanking you. Today I have been called a maniac, a traitor, an imbecile, and a long line of other vulgarities because of this issue on North Korea. I have posted all wars are bankers' wars multiple times. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the avalanche of hatred at me has been unbelievable.
Well, you know, it's either prowl the internet and hurl abuse at patriots or go work for the hamburger joints. I mean, jobs are kind of hard to come by. And so, you know, being an online PR shill, you know, you get to sit at home and wear your pajamas and, you know, still get paid for being a jerk.
Well, and they're USA, bomb that place, make it a crater in the earth. And I'm like, you people aren't even understanding what's really going on here. Don't they have a right to protect themselves? You don't know what's going on in that country. And I said, wait a minute. I said, you are filmed everywhere you go. Your children are groped in airports by the TSA in front of you. All of your calls are monitored. Your emails are monitored. I said, don't talk to me about North Korea. I said, you better take a look in the mirror here. And, of course, then, you know, you're a traitor. And blah, 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 blah. Just, you know, I'd laugh at it if it weren't so sick. But they are really sincerely doing the USA chant, war, war, war.
And yeah, that's what they're paid to do. That's what they're paid to do. You go to the website of any of the large public relations corporations like Hill and Knowlton, they openly advertise. One of their services is they will hire people to prowl the internet and go to chat rooms, prowl Facebook and Google, and they have tools to allow them to track down and notify each other, like the Israelis megaphone system, where they'll find somebody who's posting something that's dissenting from the war, and they'll just pile on. And don't waste your time getting involved with arguments with them, because it's a no-win situation. They're paid to tie you up and waste your time in endless argument. And even if you succeed in making a valid point, they'll simply log off, change their name, and come right on back and start all over as if they'd never heard any of the arguments before. And it's just a way of jamming up the discussion. So the first thing you need to do, don't argue with people who are paid to argue with you. Go on out and just share information with those who clearly understand what's going on, and recognize that we are the closest that we have been to an outright nuclear war since the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Absolutely. And it's sad but true.
Yes.
And I have to thank you very, very much for providing us with the truth and sincere education and for the service that you do for us all. You are truly invaluable.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the kind words here. And we're going to let you go because we're coming up on a commercial break here. But yeah, again, a lot of the people that you see out there who are screaming, go kill the North Koreans, you're never going to see them down at the enlistment office, by the way. You know, they are, and you've probably seen these mass email ads, work from home on your computer part time. That's where they're recruiting people. And they come on in and say, you can't talk about what you're doing, but what we're paying you to do is to just go on out and hang out on this particular board. And anybody who questions the wisdom of the war or vaccine safety or GMO safety, you just find ways to attack them. And it's a big business. And public relations firms make a huge amount of money off of all of this. In fact, I would say that lying to the American people is probably the only part of the economy that is still doing well in these difficult times. Okay, we're coming up here now on that commercial break. By the way, U.S. defense contractors like Lockheed, they're enjoying all this fear-mongering about North Korea. Other countries are starting to say, maybe we need to bolster our missile defense systems. Money, 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 money is just pouring on in. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, you'll probably remember that last February, Mika Brzezinski, daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who just recently passed away, said right on the air on MSNBC, the job of the corporate media is to control what the American people are thinking. And apparently last night, again on MSNBC, during their program, The 11th Hour, which is their flagship primetime program, Brian Williams came on out again and said that the job of the corporate media is to scare people to death over North Korea. They're not here to tell you what's really going on. Brian Williams, remember how he got caught lying about his participation in a battle in the Middle East? That Brian Williams came on out and said his job is to just scare you out of your mind over North Korea so that you will support an invasion. You will support an invasion of North Korea. You will throw your children into that battle to have them ground up and converted into money for the war profiteers. All right, we're going to start taking phone calls again. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mark, are you there? I cannot hear Mark. Can we switch over to Ahmed in Turkey? Ahmed, are you there?
Hello, I am here.
Okay, good. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mr. Rivero, I want to say a few facts, then I ask you a question. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are certain people own your bank, own your media, own Hollywood, and own your parliament, whom broke the shame barrier by giving 29 standing ovation to Israeli president.
Yes.
Now, you remember Ron Paul, when he was the candidate, the media even wouldn't mention his name on TV.
Yes.
Now, from the day one, Trump got all the publicity. Even in your show, you mentioned his name hundreds of times in each show. Now, I see the denial here that you still, not you, the American people still think that your president, when you choose a president, that he has some power, that he can do something.
Well, at this point, I think more and more Americans are realizing the extent of foreign control of our nation, that we are living under a puppet ruler ruling us for a foreign nation, no different than the people of Iraq, Syria, Libya, Afghanistan. And more
Absolutely,
they are
Mr.
not
Rivera.
Happy with it. They're not happy with it at all.
The question is this. This guy from the day one said, I will be the best pro-Israeli president ever. And please forgive me if I say, you legitimize this trade by asking people to go out and vote for this person. Now, the question is this. Do you really think your pre-chosen president has any power?
I think Trump has less power than his predecessors because he was the surprise upstart. I mean, you're talking about how Israel influences our Congress and our media and our political system, and we know there was massive election fraud, but all of it favoring Hillary Clinton. And that's why they're upset and why they want to get rid of him, because they're feeling their total control over the United States is starting to slip. And that is something that, yeah, they're terrified of losing that control, all the more so because Americans are looking at how their Congress behaves toward Israel and realizing there is a problem. And the reality is that along with President Trump defeating Hillary Clinton, and yes, I'm disappointed in Trump, but I still prefer him over Hillary Clinton, the lesser of two evils. But the number of Jews holding congressional seats actually declined in that last election. So Friend of Israel is now becoming an election loser in this country, and that's a good thing. Okay. Ahmed, we got to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here and getting on back to the news. Interesting little article over in FortRust.com basically describing this sanctions fever coming out of Washington, D.C. as a last grasp at hegemony. Because as we're already seeing coming out of Europe, the rest of the world isn't going to go along with these sanctions anymore. They simply don't want to. They've suffered too much from them, and if the rest of the world doesn't go along with the U.S. sanctions on these other countries, well, they're really ineffective. But it's the U.S. still trying to throw its weight around, and the rest of the world is getting pretty sick of that. Now, interestingly enough, back in 2007... Vladimir Putin gave a speech in Munich, Germany, in which he sounded the warning that if the United States continued to act like it was boss of the world and project its influence militarily, that we would get to a situation where we were on the edge of a global war, the economies would be destroyed, and the entire world would just be on the edge of chaos. And he was absolutely right. Now, interestingly enough, while we know there was an economic motive behind it all, officially, the U.S. government likes to point to this speech as the beginning of the new Cold War. Oh, Russia's not going to do what we tell them. Oh, it's a new Cold War. Unfortunately, the Cold War is becoming hot, and that is a problem. So let us now turn to domestic politics. There's an interesting development going on, and I'm going to give you the news, and I'm going to tell you what I think is happening here. Story coming out of Fox News, the State Department opens a formal investigation on Hillary Clinton regarding her potential mishandling of classified information as Secretary of State. And the story teases in with the idea that Hillary and so much of her staff still have their top secret clearances. Now, under the normal rules, when you are no longer in the position that required that security clearance, you have to surrender it. That's what happened when I had a security clearance many, 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 many years ago, and it's always possible the rules have changed. But we've seen a lot of commentary and articles about why do these people, who are now effectively private citizens, still have access to the inner secrets of the United States government? So the State Department is saying that this investigation could result in the revocation of their security clearances. Well, there's a little more going on here. This is coming out from Ed Klein, who's saying that apparently last month the State Department started negotiating a plea deal for Hillary Clinton. And I think what they're doing is they've been hearing everybody in the independent media say, why are you still investigating that dry well of Trump and Russia when you should be investigating Hillary Clinton? And so I think this is the U.S. government saying, all right, okay, all right, we're going to investigate Hillary Clinton if you think anything's going to happen. And it doesn't look like anything is, because again, going back to Ed Klein, there is apparently already a negotiated plea bargain for Hillary Clinton, in which she will agree to plead guilty to a minor crime, a misdemeanor, and all other charges and investigations are, in fact, going to be dropped. That includes not just the mishandling of the classified information and her server, but the pay for play at the Clinton Foundation while she was Secretary of State. In other words, they're going to go through the dog and pony show of saying, see, we're investigating her, we're doing our job, and then we're going to get another of the, well, you know, she admitted she made some mistakes, that's good enough. We'll let her go. That's what's going to happen. Hillary is not going to see the inside of a jail cell. She knows too many secrets about the government. She knows where the bodies are buried and how they got to be bodies. Remember my big question over that email server. Was Hillary Clinton repeating the 1994 ChinaGate scandal, selling U.S. government secrets in exchange for campaign donations, using that weak private email server to deliver the product and that so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the money? It's a legitimate question. And nobody seems to want to go anywhere near it. Nobody in the government wants to ask that question, not even Trey Gowdy. He won't even go there. And certainly nobody in the corporate media. Because if demonstrated to be true, that would be a scandal that would bring the entire government crashing down. It's actually very weak right now. You look at the polls about how many Americans, what percentage, still trust this government. It's down in the single digits. People are very angry right now. Now, as you know, special counsel Robert Mueller is out there trying to dig up anything he can with which to damage Donald Trump. And apparently, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein yesterday decided he was going to yank the leash a little bit and remind Mueller that the special counsel law is that Mueller is there to investigate the one question only for which the special counsel was appointed. Was there collusion between Trump and Russia? Did Russia interfere with last year's election? And there's nothing there. That's why Mueller is trying to spread on out. But Rosenstein has reminded him he's not allowed to do that. The only one with the authority to allow Mueller to go on this fishing expedition is the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions or the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. So they're pulling him in a little bit, and that's a good thing as well. Oddly enough, there's a retired Navy commander, Walter Francis Fitzpatrick III, who has actually filed his own charges against Mueller for the crime of treason. And the specifications that he has given in his documentation is that Robert Mueller is part of a very obvious organized racket, if you will, engaged in attempting to unconstitutionally overthrow a sitting United States president, Donald Trump. And yes, that is a threat to the nation. They could trigger a civil war. But we're seeing, even as the U.S. government says we must unite in war against all these other people, we see this government in the process of tearing itself apart. Now, as you know, there's been a question about the prevalence of pedophilia in the halls of power and how ridiculous anybody would be to be involved in that because of the potential for blackmail. And ever since the Pizzagate story came on out, it's been declared a right-wing conspiracy theory. Oh, it's, you know, tinfoil hat time. But amazingly enough, the New York Times wrote a very detailed article about how there are, in fact, many politicians in Washington, D.C. They are pedophiles, and they are being blackmailed by powerful intelligence groups, domestic and foreign, including Israel's Mossad, who have the evidence on their child sex activities. The only problem is this article was written 35 years ago, back when the New York Times still actually did real news, instead of simply be part of the team to control what the American people are thinking. This article was published July 27th, 1982, and went on to say there are organized rings that provide young boys to male customers in Washington and then sell the information about their clients' sexual dalliances to foreign intelligence services. So, yeah, it's really out there. Remember the Franklin scandal? That one went all the way up to the White House, and it even involved Boys Town, which is a very famous orphanage for boys. They made movies about that. And then it turned out to just be part of this collection system, as it were. All righty, we're going to grab a phone call here. Mark in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha snack bar, Mark.
Aloha snack bar.
I just call on with this, the devastation of government if Hillary spills the beans. I mean, if the president was something to happen to him, we got a whole chain of command to take his place. In every city, if the mayor dies, there's someone to take her place. So I'm wondering why you conclude that if Hillary spilled the beans on all the criminals, it would be terrible for our government. When they're all designed to be replaced anyway.
Well, the issue is not whether certain individuals would be driven from power and arrested. The issue is that the government would be seen as too criminal to be legitimate by the American people. Now, that's never actually happened in the history of the United States, but it has happened in other countries, like Romania. It would be a good example. And, of course, what happened to the former Soviet Union, which is the path I think our government is currently on. As far as Hillary spilling the beans, I would be a great thing. But very obviously, a deal has been made. She's going to say that, yes, I made a mistake with some classified information. There, the investigation is over, and that's the end of the matter. And that's what they're going to say. And they're going to just shut the door on everything else. And nobody's going to get touched, nobody's going to get to jail, and the narcocracy will continue on untouched.
Well, that's the terrible thing about it, is that if nobody's prosecuted and nobody's put in jail and the criminals aren't exposed, then we continue to have a criminal government, whether Trey
Gowdy exactly
does it
right.
Or
well,
not.
That's what they want. That's what they want. They want the crimes to keep on going.
So the devastating thing is we get what we have, instead of having all the criminals arrested or removed, I mean, even if they found her guilty and said, okay, we won't send you to jail, and found everybody guilty and put them out of office and banned them from holding office or whatever we can ban them from doing, at least we could get the criminals out and start with a new gang of newbies that are kindergarten criminals. And once they
I'd love to see it happen, but the system is going to protect itself. Because right now, the politicians understand if the true scale of the criminality that's been going on between the Bushes, Clintons, and the CIA all the way back to the 1980s became known to the general public, if the American people all of a sudden came to understand that a big reason there is a problem with heroin and cocaine on the streets of America is the U.S. government itself, they wouldn't stop with just a few people driven from office. They'd want the whole government brought down. And that's why they're just going to circle the wagons and they're going to protect themselves. And Hillary is going to confess to a minor offense, a misdemeanor, which means she's still going to be allowed to run for president in 2020.
Well, it wouldn't be just back to the 1980s. If they did that, if they actually did that, it would go all the way back to 1812.
It probably would. I mean, certainly it would go back. It would go back to Vietnam and Air America when the CIA was flying heroin into the United States and selling it into the black neighborhoods.
Well, Mike, it goes way, way, way back. It's just terrible. Our government's been criminal for a long time.
Okay, it's not my government. You know, I'm not going to carry the blame for this one. This is not my government. It's a criminal government. They are usurpers. They are hijackers. And it is. It's basically an anarchocracy is the word I like to use.
Yeah, you're true. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you. We're going to let you go here. Now then, we're hearing more and more confirmation from three separate domestic and foreign intelligence sources that National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster is, in fact, an active operative of George Soros, and has been leaking information from inside the White House to Soros, who is then, of course, running interference on President Trump's agenda, mostly immigration. So Trump is surrounded by enemies, and the problem is there isn't anybody inside the system that he can trust. That's just the plain, ugly reality about it. Trump really needed to go into the White House, bringing competent, capable individuals from outside Washington, D.C. to do the jobs that need to be done. There are very talented, very educated, very brilliant people all over this country who are fully capable of taking on these jobs. And Trump should have brought them on in. But he came on in, he was going to be magnanimous in victory. Oh, we'll keep the same bunch of people here. And again, like John F. Kennedy, he's surrounded by enemies. All right, let's get down to the issue of election fraud. And again, you're not going to see this in the corporate media because they're neck deep in the problem themselves through that Voters News Service. But apparently there is now a federal lawsuit down in Florida where the election employees, specifically Broward Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes, who's a good friend of Hillary, they were caught faking thousands of stolen absentee ballots last year. And apparently Snipes has begun to testify. And we don't know if she's made a deal, but that's coming out. Meanwhile, up in Massachusetts, investigators have confirmed that illegal aliens were being registered to vote using Puerto Rican birth certificates. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha.
Aloha, nui nui.
Oh, no snake bar? Darn, I'm depressed now. Anyway. Bad joke. You know, with this whole thing about Hillary and what they're planning on doing with her and so forth, just to keep the lid on things until the pot explodes or whatever, whenever that might be, if ever, you know, this makes perfect sense what they're doing with her. You know why? If you recall back when the Shrub Jr. and his administration with Cheney, Cheney or whatever you want to call him, did the whole fiasco with Desert Storm and all that with Iraq and saying, oh, you know, nuclear this, nuclear that, and got to go get them and all this stuff. And the undercover terrorists underneath the kitchen table and so forth, ad nauseam. And basically, the moment that Obama went in or whatever, nothing was ever done with Rice, Cheney, the Shrub Jr., and so forth. Nothing.
These people have committed war crimes. And yeah, they're untouchables right now. Francis, stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials, and I'm going to bring you back after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Francis, did you have something else you wanted to add?
Well, just so you know, I love that intro song coming back because it is hysterical and typical.
Well, you know,
it's just so much. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, if you go over to WRH Radio, WRHradio.com, it's a separate webpage I have just for the radio show. And halfway down, you'll see a little button that says the music for the show. And that takes to another page that's got a little player where the complete versions of all these songs are there, along with links to the various artists' websites who've all been very kind and gracious in allowing me to use their material. Most of it, of course, is written by Lady Love.
Ah, okay. Oh, and by the way, if I recall from the debate that they had during the election season, all that, it gives a whole new perspective on, well, if I was president, you'd be in jail. And it's like, okay, what part of that did the people not get? Which jail are we talking about? A home jail or whatever you want to call it, or an actual federal prison?
Well, we were all hoping an actual federal prison, because we know we're dealing with high crimes, including conspiracy to commit murder, conspiracy to evade classification of documents. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there. It just doesn't make sense that we're not seeing anything being done by Sessions. And that in turn tells us that, you know, Trump's been cornered or compromised or bought or threatened. And it may be as simple as he was brought into the Oval Office and they showed him a film of Dealey Plaza and said, look, if we want, we can get away with killing presidents. And so you better just do what we tell you to do.
The money was paid well, and that went all the way around the table. Have a great one.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to switch to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A couple of points, Mike. I got to disagree with you on one thing. You keep telling everybody that the CIA brings in the drugs. It comes in by way of organized crime through the entertainment industry, specifically the music industry. And is it possible that we can't find anybody to trust that Trump can trust, is that we can't trust Trump? I mean,
no, basically Trump is an outsider. He's come into a little clique. The American people kind of forced Trump onto this little group that doesn't want to have an outsider in there. And as far as the CIA's involvement in drug running, that's been documented time and time again, especially following the Reagan administration, because it was Reagan's attorney general, William French Smith, who literally wrote the rules saying that the CIA did not have to report any drug smuggling activity that occurred as part of an intelligence operation to the DEA. And at that point, the CIA basically had a license to smuggle. And if you ever go out and find Bo Greitz's A Nation Betrayed, he talks about how the CIA and Air America were bringing heroin in from Vietnam. I mean, it's very well documented. Mel Gibson even made a movie about that. Okay, Rick, we're going to let you go here and take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.